nuclear time bombs. Holy overeating. Holy roller coasters.
It's time.
It's time.
It's time for the Lion Sidekick Podcast.
Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome back for another episode of the YM Sidekick Podcast. I'm Tom Pounder, and this is where student and online ministers go to get some cool tips and tricks on how to do ministry more effectively in this very digital and online world. And today I'm bringing back my friend Jen Wilder. She is the digital strategist over at the Rethink Group. And today I'm excited to talk to her because the Orange Conference is coming up, and it made me think of how do conferences kind of organize their social media? How do they get their digital strategy out effectively? So I brought Jen back in to talk to her about what is Orange doing for their digital strategy. How are they organizing it for the conference coming up? So it's a really cool conversation, and honestly, I've never had any idea how it works. I helped out with the Exponential Group last year with their social media strategy, but this is a kind of a whole different operation because Orange has been doing this for a really long time, and they've really been on the forefront of online and digital strategy in regards to, again, social media. They were Periscoping last year when Periscope was just really brand new at their conference. So it's really cool to hear Jen's ideas and Jen's thoughts. And she's got, you know, an offer or two out there for people who enjoy social media and are in the church communication world. So without any further ado, let's get into the conversation with Jen Wilder about social media for conferences. All right, right now with me is Jen Wilder from the Orange Group. Jen, how are you doing?
I'm great. How are you, Tom?
Good. Well, where are you today? Like, where in the world are
like
you today?
Like, Tom in San Diego.
Yes.
I am in my home office, and the Rethink offices, or the Orange offices, are north of Atlanta in Cumming, Georgia, which is about 40 miles away from me.
Well, that's not. So, what kind of a drive do you have to get to those offices? Is Atlanta traffic really tough?
It is tough, and that's why I try to leave my house around 6:30 in the morning.
Oh, wow.
Because I can get ahead of traffic a little bit. But it's actually not too bad. The way that I structured, it's not too bad. It takes me about 45 minutes in the morning, and maybe almost an hour in the afternoon. I've noticed that a lot of people get off work early.
Oh, that's interesting. Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, in Washington D.C., we have traffic starting around 5 o'clock, 5:30, and then it'll start again around like 3 o'clock. In fact, just the other day it was like 2:30, and I was on one of the major roads, and there was already starting to get people lined up. I'm like, dang, this is just it's just constant. So
yeah, us too.
Okay, well, last we talked was when you were in D.C. for the Orange Tour, and that was a fantastic experience for us, but I'm kind of curious if you can update everyone, like, how did the Orange Tour work out for you guys, and what were some maybe highs of the whole conference, or the whole tour stops?
Okay. Yeah, great. Okay. Yeah, we really enjoyed Orange Tour, and we enjoyed being there with you in D.C. You've got some great facilities, and the way that you plug into the community is really awesome.
Thanks.
And some of the great things that came out of the Orange Tour, especially with digital media, with social media, is some of the stories that we heard. Two come to mind specifically. We had one mom post on our Facebook page a photo of her son, who was, I believe he was around maybe 13, 14, 15. And it was a picture of him at Orange Tour next to the welcome sign. And her story, what she relayed, is that he took time off of his exams. He pushed his exams, was going to have to double up studying on that. And when he left Orange Tour that day, he talked about how he wanted to fundraise and raise enough money so that he could go to Orange Conference because he wanted to help kids.
Oh, wow.
And that, I know, that just melted our heart. So it was so fantastic. So we reached out to him and said, well, we want to help you with your efforts, and we want to help you with your fundraising efforts. So we gave him a ticket to Orange Conference. So he and his mom, and I think a couple of other people from his church, will be at Orange Conference this year. But so, you know, that's just one of the stories. Another story was that a daughter was there with her mom, and how her mom had mentored her and raised her in the church. church and how her heart had grown, this daughter's heart had grown for ministry and for helping kids. And it just, you know, she was very thankful. And so that was a sweet story about mothers and daughters. But regarding analytics or anything like that, we did fairly well. We met some of our goals. And it's a smaller, you know, since Orange Tour is smaller, it's not on the scale of Orange Conference. But we met, you know, we met our goals for reach and accounts and that sort of thing. So that was good.
Well, that's awesome. Well, yeah. And again, that back to the guy, this kid who, you know, posted the picture about mm-hmm. wanting to go and helping kids. It's the power of social media in that sense.
Right.
Of, you guys
right.
may never have seen it unless somebody mm-hmm. had posted that, you know. And so, and then you guys were able to help them, and he's going to be able to help kids down the road. So that's awesome.
Exactly. It's like exponential, you know, the possibility and the opportunity that he has growing up in this and his passion for it now is just going to exponentially, potentially change lives. And we just, that just warms our heart.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, that's great. Well, you are the digital strategist for the Rethink Group, mm-hmm. correct, right?
Yes.
I wanted to make sure I got your job title officially correct. Yeah. So you cover all sorts of things. But what I wanted to have you on the podcast on for today was not just to talk about the Orange Tour, but to talk about the Orange Conference. Mm-hmm. And, you know, now that it's 2016, have you guys even started planning mm-hmm. for the conference yet?
I mean, we're thinking about it a little bit, you know, kind of getting some rough plans sketched out.
Yeah, I mean, have you even booked the place that you're having it at?
Yes. Yes. Oh, goodness. You know, our planning starts right after the last one.
Yeah.
So we are beginning to plan. This is now the nitty gritty. Kind of once we turn from December 31st to January 1st, you can feel the energy in Orange change, mm-hmm. in our offices change, because now we are, you know, like 3.5 months from go time.
Yeah.
So, yes, we are definitely in the midst and flurry of planning, and that includes our digital strategy. And we look at what we did last year and kind of look at how we want to use the different social media channels. And once we kind of define this is how we want to use these things, then we start finding people that we can plug into roles. Mm-hmm. And some of those are people that we might hire during the Orange Conference. Yep. And some of them we ask for volunteers. Mm-hmm. Last year, we were able to pull off the social media for Orange Conference with a team of about 8 or 10 volunteers. Mm-hmm. And this year, we still need a team of about... we still need a team of about 8. Probably that would be good. So we are looking for volunteers.
Hey, if you're looking, I'm offering my name into that. I would love to help out.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, so if you're looking, I'll awesome. Be happy to help out.
We can talk about that.
But okay, yeah. We'll talk about this offline. But I think that's awesome. Well, let's go back to Orange 15 real mm-hmm. quick. What were some of the things that you, from a digital strategy wise, that maybe you tried and that were successful that you want to maybe build upon? Were there a few of those that you had?
Yes, there were. One of the ways we structured our team to each have just kind of a focus, like maybe there was only one person who just managed Facebook and one person okay. who just managed engagement on Twitter. And maybe there was another person who managed putting content out on Twitter. So everybody had very narrow, very focused just role. And that we defined mm-hmm. clearly, you know, going into it. But some of the content that came out, quote, images, let's see, I'm trying to think of, oh, it was the sketch effect. Now, Reggie has found, Reggie Joyner, the founder of Orange, he has found someone here in Atlanta. It's a company called The Sketch Effect. And they go to events and they sketch out the basically notes from keynote speeches. And so we would mm-hmm. have the sketch effect, create those, and then we would put those out through social media. And it's just a visual note about that session. And those went ballistic. People loved those.
Wow.
And those were, those were shared around a lot. Also, anytime you have an image with a quote, people love those and they share those a lot. I'm trying to think, there was another thing I was going to mention that took off. Maybe it'll come back to me.
Did you, I think I saw, at least I saw Matt McKee, I think, on his personal one, but did you guys fool around with like live video with periscoping in that at all?
We did a little bit. We had someone going around doing a little bit of Snapchat. And we also had someone doing Periscope. I think Matt was doing that for us for Periscope. So he would go around and he would, talk to different people and talk to guests and visitors and speakers and that sort of thing. So we did that a little bit. So that's something that we're going to look at and try to do more of this year, because that's really where the trend is going, is to live video or native video and images are always popular. Everyone loves them.
Yeah. Well, we just discovered again, that in the past week or two, Facebook Live is now available to most everybody. There's a few pastors on our staff right now who don't have it and they're really annoyed, but we're trying to get it, on our page, and we still don't have the ability to use it for our church pages. But I can't wait to have Facebook Live on that, just because we can reach so many more people.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think that we have it on ours yet either. That's probably just rolling out.
Well, that's cool. So you guys did some things. Now, what are some of the things that you're looking forward to doing this year for Orange, like that maybe you're just beginning? Well, I wouldn't say scratch the surface of, but that you're looking at for in regards to digital. What are some of the things that you guys are trying to accomplish this year?
Okay, yeah. We are looking to be a little more assertive, I think, in storytelling on Instagram.
Oh, cool.
Whether that is through some videos or through imagery. But we really want to, one of the roles that we're looking for is someone who would be able to take images, who's a good photographer, who's a good writer, who is, talkative and can chat someone up and get a story from someone.
Yeah.
And have them concentrate on some of those visual images. Last year, things were not as visual as I wanted them to be. Okay. So I would really like to flood our channels with more visual content, because I think that just incites. There's so much you can say with a picture. I mean, I know that that's kind of cliche, but you can say things with a picture that words just don't always convey. And so I think it's just really key for us to find someone who can be a digital storyteller and produce that content for us.
Well, and I'm sure you have. So forgive me for just asking, but Have you seen that Facebook page, The Humans of New York?
Yes.
I mean, he is phenomenal about capturing the photo and telling the story. So if you guys can be doing that for the Orange Conference, that would be fantastic.
Yes. And we've done a small amount of that. We've kind of taken our cue from him, and we did something off and on throughout the year called Voices of Orange. And we solicited stories, and we always want to hear stories from the people who are impacted, the families and the kids and the churches that are impacted from the products, from the Orange products. And we would try to capture their image and give a quote, about maybe why they do what they do, or, what does it mean to treat somebody as if they're made in the image of God, and ask some of those questions like that. Sometimes it's about how to ask questions and how to, what questions to ask to get that really meaty story, or, so we want to do more of that. We want to ask more questions, and we want to know we want to know the people that are attending the conference, and we want to hear, what's going on in their lives.
Yeah, I think that would be awesome. If you guys can pull it off and find someone who's really gifted with, again, digital photography and can tell the story, I think that will have a huge upside to it.
Well, if you know of anyone, if anyone is listening, please give me a call.
Yeah, if anybody's listening, I am definitely not that. It's actually kind of interesting, because I do a lot of my work on my iPhone, as I think most social media guys do. But one thing that I am thinking about doing is making the investment into a real camera, and to be able to try to start taking things because it's just better quality and, right. and so forth. And so I'm looking at that. So that's interesting. Well, you guys are going to be a little bit spread out this year, a little bit at the Orange Conference, correct? You have two separate venues, but they're close together, right? They're just across the street.
They are close together. Now, they're all within walking distance.
Okay. Good.
Now, are you referring to we have something new this year called Rethink Leadership?
That's what I'm.
Okay. Yeah. Because yep. I think we actually do have some of our breakouts even going on in another separate building, just because we're growing so much and that's a great mm-hmm. problem to have. So we're spreading out. But we do have an event called Rethink Leadership that's going on at the same time on Wednesday and Thursday of mm-hmm. Orange Conference. And it is for senior pastors and senior leadership. So yes, we are going to have to manage both events at different locations. And we are trying to talk through how to do that right now.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
It'll definitely keep you busy. Yeah. I mean, much busier. I mean, it's only 3 or 4 days, right?
Exactly.
I mean,
yeah. It's no problem.
Well, that's cool. Well, listen, I'm really excited about Orange. Are there tickets still available?
Yes, there are tickets still available. And February 18 is the next price change. So you definitely want to get your tickets before then.
Well, this is definitely going out before February 18. Great. So definitely get it in before then. And then they go to theorangeconference.com to sign up.
Yes.
Gosh, I thought I had one more question for you about that, but it's slipping my mind right now. Well, that's great. Okay. Well, Jen, I really appreciate you coming on here and sharing with me a little bit about the Orange Conference and what you guys are doing digitally. So thanks for joining me today.
Thank you, Tom. I appreciate the opportunity to talk about what I do and the company I work for and the passion that I have for this. So thank you.
No problem. And I will definitely have you again on sometime soon.
Cool. That sounds great.
All right. Thanks, Jen.
All right. Thanks.
All right. So there you have it. My conversation with Jen, and it was really enlightening, again, for her to reflect on what happened at the Orange Tour and what they did last year at the Orange Conference 2015 and what they're thinking about doing this year. And that's what I love about technology is that every year there's something new that you can try out. And for an organization like Orange and the Rethink Group, they are always on that forefront, trying out new ideas, new ways to communicate the story, as she talked about. So it's really exciting, really interesting. And again, like she said, they're looking for people to help out. So if you are interested, if you love social media and church communications, get a hold of Jen Wilder. I'll leave her contact information on the show notes. Again, her Twitter handle, and she'll be happy to respond to you as well on that. So that wraps it up for us today for the podcast. Thanks for joining me so much. If you enjoyed this podcast, I would love for you to do two things. One is to go to iTunes and hit subscribe and rate it saying how much you really like it, but also send me a topic, send me an idea, send me a question of what you have about online ministry or student ministry, because I would love this podcast to be the podcast where you know that you can get questions that you're really dealing with, answers to questions that you're really dealing with right now, whether it's student ministry or online ministry or a combination of both, because let's just be honest, if you're doing student ministry, you have to be on the forefront. You have to be on the front lines of what's happening with social media and this kind of what this podcast is about. So send me a question. Hit me up at TA Pounder or at YM Sidekick on Twitter. I'd love to interact with you and find out what you really want to hear about for the future. All right, everyone. Well, thanks again for joining me. I appreciate it, and I'll see you next week.